Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, already the 14th day of July, 2008. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours and 57 minutes. Governor Jesse Ventura set to announce tonight, might even do it here on this show, whether he's going to run for the Senate, the U.S. Senate out of Minnesota, will be joining us coming up later in the broadcast. And, of course, one of our favorite financial analysts, to track what's happening in the markets, what's happening with all these bank problems and failures and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He will be joining us for an hour and a half today as well. We have Bush saying that he supports Israel striking Iran, the strongest language yet. We have that unfolding as well, so we'll be breaking that down, all of this vitally important news today, when we get back in the next segment. U.S. spells out Fannie Freddie backstop plan. Fed offers to lend to mortgage companies Treasury plans, possibly equity investment. That means you are going to, quote, bail them out, and they are further going to devalue the dollar. But they're not just going to rob you of the value of your dollar. You are then going to have to pay taxes to pay that back. And that means a cop on every corner white-gloving you for speeding 1 mile over the speed limit. That means the federal CPS seizing children for no reason and sucking the money out of you. That means hundreds of new taxes, total regulation control, a nightmare of scum ruling. So we'll break all of this down when we get back after this quick break. Big broadcast lined up today. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in now. Because this is going to be a very important broadcast we have for you today. Please stay with us right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. Be sure and check out the newly redesigned PrisonPlanet.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, day in, day out, for a very long time, we have been here trying to warn people about what the globalists are up to, the different criminal actions of the New World Order that are being carried out. We have done our very best job to do this. You see, the private banks that own and run our country and most of the world's financial systems within countries are predatory, and they want a world government ruled by central banks. You will buy your carbon credits from them. They will decide through environmental laws and international bodies how many children you can have. You will be genetically tested. Genetics is the governing force and ideology that controls the elite cosmology that they are putting into place. So, we are here trying to rally the world to understand this. We are here doing the best job we can, attempting to get the people of the planet to think outside the box, to question the official reality that is handed down to them so that we might rally together and stop the scientific architects of this worldwide enslavement grid that's being now activated. You give the central bankers the power to issue currency and credit and liquidity, they are going to enrich themselves. They are going to amass power unto themselves. And the people are going to wake up enslaved on the continent that their forefathers opened up and established, the wealthiest nation in the world. I mean, why do you have hundreds of third world countries that have per capita riches that are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times the mineral resources, the growing resources with fertile lands and rich soils, but still the general public is in abject poverty. The countries are hellholes of kidnappings and crime and government corruption. South Africa, Brazil, Mexico, Colombia, much of Asia, much of the Middle East, much of Eastern Europe, Central Europe, India. How can Mexico have conservatively, there's different gauges, have three times the mineral assets of the United States and have fertile growing areas equal to the United States, though it's a smaller nation? And how can they be one of the poorest in the world? Because they have a corrupt elite that made the decision centuries ago to not allow a middle class to form, to not allow a true free market, though it would impoverish their country and make it a very dark place economically, socially. It would allow the elites to maintain control and economically, through feudalism, dominate their populations. And so Mexico has more billionaires than the United States. Mexico per capita has more billionaires than any other country in the world. Mexico is one of the most corrupt regimes on the planet. But there's a long list of corrupt regimes that all basically run off the same system. One of the more extreme examples, one of the only that is more extreme than Mexico, is North Korea. Shopping malls, movie theaters, the secret police living in marble-tiled homes with the finest luxuries, dwarfing any government standard of living in the world. But right outside tiny controlled government sectors or green zones, you have people living off of dead humans, people that starved to death or are killed in the death camps where millions have been killed just in the last decade, admittedly. Human flesh, according to Vanity Fair, is sold on the streets of their capital. Longham. And most of their industry is slave labor camps. And still they're falling apart. The people are completely brainwashed into a 1984 system, chanting and worshiping and loving their masters. When U.S. Aid groups and other spies are able to get in and even try to talk to people in death camps, they believe it's their lot to be in the death camp, and most of them want to die, and they die worshiping Kim Jong-il. And believe me, there's a 30% of the American people that would do the same thing. I mean, if you took a decadent yuppie, like a Gordon Blauer, you know, that type of low level, I use him as the archetypal person in denial, thinking they're a conservative when they're not. If you took a type like that and put them in a New World Order death camp, they would thank the guards and would say that they had done wrong. They had been bad. They would agree with it. But 70% or more of us are awake and have woken up to the false left-right paradigm. In fact, some could say more, with Congress, both parties universally hated now, with only a 9% approval rating. But even though the public has some idea they've been lied to and now has finally figured out that there's major corruption that has taken hold of our society, they don't have the full scope or even an inkling of the full scope of just how dire our straits are and just how bad our future prospects are if we don't have a total awakening, a fiery awakening, with people on the streets screaming and yelling and holding up signs and plastering anti-New World Order stickers and pro-liberty stickers and freedom messages everywhere. If your neighbors in your neighborhoods, I mean, we have no chance if, as a case point example, all of my listeners don't buy DVD duplicators and make copies hundreds a week of Terror Storm and Endgame and films like Truth Rising, and those are the most effective films. And if your neighborhood isn't knee-deep in those, and if you don't knock on the door and beg them to watch it as well, that means not going and seeing your girlfriend tonight or getting her to go with you. That means not going and seeing your boyfriend tonight or getting them to go with you. That means going and, if you have to, buy a hand printing press, you know, and cranking out copies, or a computer, or selling all that junk you've got in your garage and on eBay now, and going and paying to have broadsheets made that are only about 15 cents a piece at Kinko's, now FedEx Kinko's, with whatever message you think's important and putting them out and giving people websites. I mean, this is the time to put out the maximum effort against the New World Order, because their jaws are closing on us right now. Their final trap of an economic implosion while the establishment poses as the saviors, bringing you into a military state, it is happening right now. It is unfolding now. It is developing right now. Have you noticed that everything we talk about happens? Have you noticed that everything we discuss in the order we say it's going to happen happens? Do you know why that is? That is because we have the IMF and World Bank documents. We have the Council on Foreign Relations documents. We know what the globalists are planning and what they're saying and what they're doing. They don't want a free market. They don't want a good economy. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you to have a good life. Now, let me break down the basics of what we're facing right now. Even though for people who have common sense tend to imagine that the elites have that same common sense or governed by sanity or governed by some type of rule of law, we have to get our minds outside of our own mindsets and realize the enemy's pathology and their history. They need to attack Iran so the people will rally around the central government and the private corporate interest, while they target their real enemy, the people of the West, the people of Canada, the United States, and Europe, and England. The final resting place of some liberty and some private independent capital that might threaten the elite. If they can get us out of the way by getting us to rally around during World War III, they can then blame the economic collapse on World War III, even though they instituted it. People will still have a tendency to rally around, at least for a short time, as a smokescreen for the globalists to put martial law in the Western world. You can see all the preparations for that, a type of soft martial law going into a more intense martial law with checkpoints and papers and no Fourth Amendment and scanning cameras everywhere. They need our acquiescence at this key point, and they need the security forces and the military forces to be conditioned enough to accept mercenary forces. Blackwater is now converting mainly into foreign troops from Argentina, from Venezuela, from Nicaragua, El Salvador, Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic, Ukrainian, Mexican. The military is converting to felons and foreigners. I mean, it's happening. Look it up if you didn't know that. And they've just got to have the military stand down, the police go along with it, just long enough for the final conversion to take place. And then they can start the mass arrests, the pickups, the shutting down of the free internet. You understand? That's why I'm so upset. We knew they were going to do all this, but to see them continue down the path, to see them continue dotting every I, crossing every T, to know that they really are planning on bringing us into this hot war, while the American people rally around the establishment because we're in a premeditated war against the people of Iran. We'll come back, cover the Iran news, then get into the financial news. These are the times that try men's souls. We are here on the eve of World War III.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions.
It's
the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saver brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saver Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
All right, we're back live, my friends. Thank you for joining us today. The New World Order is so transparently evil, so transparently corrupt, that if we only stand up against them and speak out against them now, and flood the alternative media and reach out to people on every mainstream chat room, and go to every city council meeting and speak out against the war and against the devaluation of the dollar, we can force the real issues into the public consciousness. The general public already hates the establishment, already distrusts them with a little bit of information that they know. Once they are aware of the larger picture and have an idea of the true scope of their betrayal, we will be able to bring the establishment to justice. And they know that. That's why they've gone to the point of no return. It is martial law when the Constitution is violated and the borders are left wide open, despite the fact that 90-plus percent of Americans in major polls want them controlled. It is martial law when the government does what it wants, when it wants, how it wants. It is martial law when the government does chemical and biological and radiological testing on the American people, as they are admittedly currently doing. That is criminal. But they would say, no, we are under martial law, so we are in control. It is martial law when the Congress, for close to a year, it's been 11 months since the Homeland Security Chairman asked for the full text of the secret PDD 51. The cover sheet says the president is a dictator, and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act says that he will wage war against the American people and that we are enemies of the state and basically rebels. Go read it for yourself. But now, almost a year later, Congress is still not allowed to see it, and the White House is being subpoenaed over this. But the White House has been subpoenaed in proceedings in Congress, and Karl Rove fled the country. He is now under indictment. Did you see that on the nightly news? Nowhere but on Countdown with Keith Olbermann. But then he makes it all a left-right paradigm. No, the truth is the left is going along with all of this, just like the right is going along with it, together, under orders of the globalists that know where all the skeletons are hidden, who blackmail and intimidate and also cajole and buy off and steer the Congress. And so when the people say we don't want warrantless checkpoints and the feds fund the local police to do it, that is federalization and martial law. When CPS take more than a million children a year without warrants, without judges, without juries, with no due process, that is martial law. When the IRS takes millions of people's bank accounts and garnishes them without a judge, without a jury, without an indictment, without an arrest, they just do it, that is martial law. We have been in the beginning degrees of martial law, but now we're going to go into a hotter martial law if they attack Iran. Now, the Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post both reported last week that the Israeli Air Force confirmed they are running aircraft, F-15s, F-16s, and the Eagle variant, out of Iraq by the hundreds. They are preparing to hit Iraq. They have said that the White House has authorized them to hit. If Iraq fights Iran, they have planes in Iraq. If Iran fights back in any way with White House authorization, Israel says they have White House authorization to attack Iran out of Iraq. If Iran fights back in any way, they have been told that they will be hit by the United States and that the United States will probably use nuclear weapons. Think about that. Our surrogate, Israel, is going to attack you, and if you fight back in any way, that is going to be called terrorism. If you fire back in any way or do anything in your own waters to block the shipping, if you do anything to fire your outdated scuds at Israel, if you do anything, you will be attacked. And the brainwashed American people, some of them will at least support it. But it doesn't matter if that 25-30% supports it. These little neocon followers think they're running the country and they're having their way, and they laugh at people on air and say, it doesn't matter what you want, we're going to attack Iran, ha ha. When they have no idea that it's going to quadruple gas prices and destroy our economy, which is exactly what the big central banks want. We're going to come back, get more into the Iran situation, the economy, and then, of course, we're steaming towards an interview with Governor Jesse Ventura on the eve of announcing his run for the Senate. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
I want to be very succinct for all the listeners out there. You know what's going on. You understand what's happening. You're a very important brain trust. Your neighbors know the government's corrupt and evil. They know it's lying. The establishment liked to act like America was free and happy and great and none of your rights were violated, as they were setting up their tyranny in the last couple of decades. But now they want you to know you're being spied on. Now they want the police to wear black ski masks and black helmets to intimidate you, and police chiefs admit it. Now they want to scare the public into submission. They would have rather had everybody just happy, happy, joy, joy, have no idea what was going on, still mindlessly trusting the government. I mean, as much as we criticize the general population and bemoan how dumbed down they are, they are waking up. So now the establishment is trying to intimidate everyone as best they can. That is trying to intimidate those that know what's going on. I mean, to people who are informed and know some history and the basics, hearing a government talk about torture and the torture of children and warrantless wiretapping and FEMA camps for American citizens, and every talking head talking about putting Americans that disagree with the government in labor camps, that's a huge chilling effect, or an attempt at a chilling effect, against those that are in the know and those that are waking up. But for dumbbells, there is a bathing in the tyranny, and they psychologically are then acclimated to that because they have no benchmark of tyranny versus liberty, and so they just begin to think that that's their right. It's their right to be tasered for no reason. It's their right to go to prison for no reason. It's their right to have no due process. It's their right to have face-scanning cameras tracking them and cameras scanning their license plates. It's their right to be overrun with open borders and foreigners driving down wages, paying for all of their health care. It is their right to be a slave. And we have a small window now, while a large majority of the public is finally starting to get spooked, to go and now explain to them. I mean, everybody's asking, why is gas so expensive? Why is food prices going up? Why are food prices going up? And none of them know. You have to go to them and explain the government with the private Federal Reserve made the decision to devalue the currency. We have to put pressure on the central government to reverse those policies. Raise interest rates moderately would do it. That would just signal that the government isn't abandoning the dollar. Latin America, Europe, the Middle East, Asia have been begging for 5 years to shore it up. For a while they were trying to buy it to shore it up. But the European elite and the U.S. elite, the Anglo-American elite, the Rothschild elite, decided and made the decision to devalue. And so the world kept saying, no, 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 we're holding your dollars. Please don't cause a worldwide depression. That's smaller elites, the smaller sovereign wealth funds and groups. And now they've said, okay, you're going to abandon it? Okay, we'll start dumping. And they're very upset about it. It's hurting them. So they're rushing into commodities to try to protect themselves. In a way, I'm trying to wake up the mainline public, but in a way, it's kind of good for those of us who are here in the U.S., who are middle class, that the yuppies and the know-it-alls haven't discovered what's happened to the dollar yet, because that wouldn't give us time to try to protect ourselves, at least to some extent. I mean, I'm so busy working 6-7 days a week that I haven't had time to get myself prepared. I'll probably be taking some days off in the next few weeks just to do that, because I can't wait anymore. I can't wait anymore. Things have deteriorated to the point where this weekend, you know, I was up late at night every night studying the real financial numbers and checking what the other experts are saying. And, I mean, I've got a chill in my bones and a great frustration that I don't have a big enough bullhorn, a big enough bully pulpit to reach these people. I mean, I want to reach people. It's not funny to me that the public have been completely dumbed down. Well, dumbed down means they were once smart. A lot of people were raised by television in their diapers and are listening to me right now, and they've been trained that anytime they're faced with any type of crisis, they just make excuses and laugh and rationalize. So there are tens of thousands of people listening all over the country right now who are tuning in for the first time. We're on a lot of AM and FM stations. People are tuning in every second, and they're just laughing right now. I mean, they are preconditioned where they can't even understand me, and it's very sad to me. It's very upsetting to me. So let me just give you some of the financial news here, and then we'll get back into Iran. U.S. spells out Fannie Freddie backstop plan, and they're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billion more of your tax money that has huge debt attached to it. You just don't pay for it. You're paying through debt, through a credit card that's on your head and your children's heads. But forget your children. We always said, our children's futures will be ruined by all this spending. Well, you don't have to wait for your kids, okay? You don't care about them. It's going to hurt you. U.S. spells out Fannie Freddie backstop plan. The Federal Reserve and the Treasury announced steps Sunday to shore up mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The Plunge Protection Team, the Working Group on Financial Markets in the White House, by the way, is dumping hundreds of billions in today. That's the only reason the market stabilized somewhat, whose shares have plunged as losses from their mortgage holdings threatened their financial survival. Now, remember 6 months ago when all the politicians came out and said, Shut up out there. Don't you dare say the banking system's in trouble. Everything's wonderful. We've seen the end of brokerage funds and banks going under with Countrywide and a few others. And it's anybody that tells you that we're going to have further bank failures or further lender failures or further brokerage house failures, I heard the word conspiracy theorist. And, hey, you tell the public that, it's like drinking a gallon of Jack Daniels and taking 14 Valium. They just pass out. Your house could be on fire, and you could walk up to somebody's house on fire and say, it's a conspiracy theory that house is on fire, and most Americans would walk back in and catch on fire and burn up with flames. I'm almost serious. They are hypnotized, folks. You tell them, hey, the dollar's just fine. It's a conspiracy theory that it's going down. I see that all over the web. And they say, hey, my dollar's fine. I saw that idiot Gordon Bloyer. I know I'm building him up bigger than he is. Nobody knows who he is. He's just the archetypal example of an idiot. I mean, he goes around doing pieces about how the dollar's strong. And I know he's really not stupid. He thinks that's going to bolster it, putting out bull. No, admitting that the policies are killing the dollar and getting the policies changed. Do you understand, you little twits out there that think you're members of the establishment that you're not? Don't you understand that when our troops are ordered to torture Iraqis, that then that ruins our name worldwide? And then what comes around goes around, that if we allow bad things like that to happen, that it ends up coming back on us? You think the people running our government will bankrupt hundreds of third world countries and put dictators in that carry out black ops and torture, but then they wouldn't do that here? They'll put dictators in all over the world. They'll work with socialists, communists, fascists. They don't care. As the Georgetown Histories of the Elite show under Carol Quigley, Professor Carol Quigley. And you don't think they want to do that here when they're carrying out the exact same operation they've carried out in other third world countries hundreds of times. So we'll get more into this later with Bob Chapman coming up for an hour and a half today. Venezuela Chavez says oil could reach $300 a barrel. Well, Goldman Sachs and others are saying $200 conservatively in the fall. Mortgage giant's collapse could herald 1930s depression. Paul Watson for PrisonPlanet.com did a great roundup article that has scores of links to it and key quotes. You can read 20, 30 stories trying to get the news. You can read this one. Very important. I'm going to read that in its entirety later if we have time. We also have a link to Kitco with commodities are strong, but which ones are stronger? I want to go into which commodities are the strongest right now. Here's another one out of International Herald Tribune, a new American reality the government is provider. But see, the International Herald Tribune gets it wrong. The Federal Reserve is not the provider. But in a way, it's true. The private Federal Reserve is becoming government. But in the strictest terms, this headline's wrong. It should read, private Federal Reserve becoming the government. Loan sharking the public into even deeper, unescapable debt. But see, Rush Limbaugh for 15, 20 years has told neocon listeners, as he slowly twisted them to the dark side, that it's Federal Reserve isn't private, it's loving, it's wonderful, there's no corruption, and so they can't wake up to that. SEC to probe manipulation through false information. Bloomberg, Wall Street's biggest regulators, are examining whether security firms adequately police rumor mongering to manipulate stocks after shares of Lehman Brothers holdings, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, tumbled last week. So what the government wants to do now is restrict your free speech. We had seen IndyMac for at least 8 months with people not being able to get their money out. People would try to direct hundreds of thousands of dollars out of the bank, and the bank would hold it up for weeks or months. And then in the last month, since mid-June, people weren't able to get their full deposits out. They couldn't even get cashier checks out. And so the government's saying, as much as I hate him, that Chucky Schumer shouldn't be allowed to write letters because he's on the banking committee, and how dare him write a letter saying people deserve their money out. See, IndyMac was just fine. I remember telling people how banks keep about 3% reserves towards what they claim in fiat assets and currency. What's on the books? They'll tell you that's a conspiracy theory. No, that's a fact. 3% is a high level of reserve. You got me? If you got $100 in your local bank, on average, they got $3 in cash. And they're leveraged out on average 10 times even what they've got in digital currency. That means you walk in and say, I want a cashier's check for $50,000, what I've got in a savings account for my, you know, 10-year-old son. Hypothetical. And IndyMac would say, sorry, we can give you $10,000 a week, maybe. That's a cashier's check. You're going to take that to another bank. You're trying to transfer that money. They won't even wire that 50 grand. You understand? And so the feds want to say, you're not allowed to come on the radio or TV and say, run for the hills, like Cramer was saying last Friday, saying we're going into a depression. Oil brings Americans closer to OPEC debtor dependence. Petroleum exporting nations from Saudi Arabia to Russia are not only charging America record high prices for fuel, they are also poised to become the biggest creditor to the U.S. government. Holdings of treasuries by oil producers and extension and institutions such as U.K. banks as proxies for Middle East nations rose 44% to $510.8 billion through April, four times faster than the rest of the world. Meanwhile, our criminal government will not allow us to drill in Alaska. Bush could have years ago allowed drilling, and they're only allowing it in small areas of the Gulf. And then I've got all this other news. I said yesterday that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac had lost 75% of their value in the last 8 months. I was wrong. Last night it was reported, because I was looking at numbers from a few days before, it has lost 80-plus percent. I saw one number of 85 on AFP, French news agency. I saw another one on Bloomberg of 87. The point is, you have institutions that are leveraged in the thousands of trillions with 50.5 trillion on their current books. 50.5 trillion. The entire economy every year is 3 trillion. 50.5 trillion leveraged into the thousands of trillions. Those two institutions alone. Thousands of trillions. Thousands of trillions. That right there is many times more fiat imaginary wealth than all the real assets in the world valued at current rates. You understand? The bankers created unlimited money to destroy us. They're in all the real assets, and they leave us holding the bag, and the average person on the street has no idea what is even going on, and the politicians, just like they told you 8 months ago, are telling you everything's fine, just like they told you 6 months ago, the worst is over, and they're telling you the same thing again as we go straight down. By the way, I don't agree with Bob Chapman and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and the head of the New York Business School and Joseph Stiglitz. They all say 2.5 to 3 years, so we're in a total running man slash death race 2000 slash road warrior scenario. The way this is unraveling, I see that in a year and a half. Now they're the experts. They've been right in the past. I hope they're right. I hope we got 2.5 years to somehow, those of us in the know, get ready for this. I want to bring Ted Anderson up. And yes, I'm going to pitch gold at you. It supports the network. It supports the show. But I'm going to be frank with you. The deal he offered over the weekend, I talked to him this morning. Ted lost money on that. He was selling gold at $926 an ounce. That means per coin, that's what he was buying it for, added the shipping to get it into his vault, and then the 2% or so for his brokers. It was to be a loss leader. Well, he lost money on that through the order Sunday because you took advantage of it. It's now, what is it right now, Ted? It's shooting straight up.
Yeah, gold's up over 970. It's up to 973.70 last time I checked. You asked me, do I think gold is going to hit $1,000 an ounce, or when do I think it's going to happen? I said August. I'm going to revise that. It could happen today. It's going up that fast. I can't believe it. This is July, and usually gold is real soft and real flat in July, and I'm like, oh, I better be conservative, $1,000 an ounce. I'm guessing it'll happen. It'll happen this fall, but it's happening this summer. And then here we have this bank, IndyMac, closing, and the Federal Reserve System stepping in, which just means basically they're printing more money to solve the problems, which is going to take value away from everybody. And then you look at the headlines over in at the Herald Tribune. I mean, they're saying 150 banks are going to fail before the end of this year. I mean, Alex, that's crazy. I can't believe the market that we're in this.
And if they're saying that, more like 500 banks are going to fail. And, folks, they're telling people at IndyMac, if they had over 100 grand, they're saying, you're never getting your money. You understand? You're not going to get your money. Ted, stay there. You were just down in Buenos Aires, Argentina. They wouldn't even take dollars down there. You had to push them on them. We'll be right back, folks.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
My friends, elites throughout history have launched wars that have, in some cases, killed entire cities. For the Romans, the Babylonians, and others. Because powerful men wanted more power and more control. Imagine being a Julius Caesar and looking out on the horizons of Germania at the misty horizon, or looking across the English Channel and at an Albion and wanting to go in and conquer unknown savages. And that's what they were at the time. Why? Because they had an instinct to dominate and to push and to be aggressive. They had limitless egos. And those of us that don't have that drive for power and control, we don't have the incentive or the propulsion system psychologically that the elites have. That's why they're always in control. That's why bad people are always in control, because they've got the will to work that hard. Well, we have to work that hard just to survive and not be enslaved. And they're waging economic warfare on us by design right now. Ted Anderson back in studio. Ted, I know you're not pleased. We talked this morning by being proven right and gold up, what, $100 in the last month, 20-something bucks today, 20-something Friday. It should be at 2,000 plus with dollar devaluation. This is scary stuff, but people can, who are listeners, get the great francs, the European francs and the British sovereigns. And a few months ago, you ran out of silver. You've got some now, and no doubt we're going to get to the point if this continues where Ted's not going to have gold all the time for you folks. Ted?
Well, that's true. As a matter of fact, just a short time ago, silver, I couldn't get that. I mean, it's up over $19 an ounce right now. And this is, what, we were at 16 here last week when I was talking to you. I do have some of those rolls of Walking Liberties. I couldn't get those bags here a while ago. I'm glad to have them now. It's probably because it's July and we have a little bit of a slowdown. I shouldn't even say that, because we don't have a slowdown. I've got people wanting it, and we're filling the orders, but I don't think I'm going to be able to have silver to offer here this fall. I mean, it's crazy. I'm not expecting this in July. I'm expecting this in August, September, October. That's how it always usually comes. I can survive in a market just fine. I don't need to have an economic depression in order to stay in business. And this is way, you know, I'm concerned about the people of the United States of America. I was just down in Argentina. I saw families with little kids sleeping in doorways with blankets over them. I mean, it breaks your heart to see that, but that's what we're looking at here in the United States, because the same issues that they have to deal with, the banks collapsing.
And by the way, there was the old saying, as rich as an Argentine, overnight the globalists devalued their currency in 2000, and they went from being as wealthy as we are to literally the entire population, 99%. Living at total third world level. Tell them about the coin offers. Give them the number, Ted.
Yeah, right now we do have the silver coins that I was talking about. They are currently right now at the price of at 202 per roll of 20. And I also have the British sovereign. It's at 286. Mind you, Alex, I locked all of this in this morning at 960. Gold is now over 973. Silver was in the $18 range. Now it's 19. All that stuff is going up again. I'm glad I was able to get this. I hope people wake up. They can call us at 1-800-686-2237. I didn't add the francs in there. They're at 212. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. There's enough information out there for people to wake up now. Just take a look
at it. And, Ted, I want to be clear. I want to be clear with people. Folks, it is only going up, and I told you it was going to go back up, and when it finally breaks through, we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars an ounce. Give Ted a call, 800-686-2237. And tell them it's the Alex Jones special, or when you call, they're going to try to charge you the current rate. You got to tell them it's the Alex Jones show you heard it on, so you get it at, what, $15-plus dollars cheaper than it actually is right now per ounce of either gold or silver. You're talking about $15 cheaper on gold, about a dollar cheaper per ounce on silver, 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.